she saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. So today's episode is entitled, You Are Not the Victim. As always, I like to tell you how this episode came about. So I'm going to insert the clip right here. Enjoy.
The door works at all times. So if at any time reality sets in front of me that this ain't working or somebody is actually hurting me, I could use the door. You know how people try to sell you stuff, right? Like, for example, the cable company, they try to give you, like, you can get internet, phone, and cable, $99, you know, for X amount of time. Or you might be trying to get a security system. And with the company like ADT, you could get 3 years. The price every month is blah. The main thing a motherfucker we want to know is, what if I need to get out of this at any given time? Is there a cancellation fee? What will it cost me to walk out the door? For a lot of y'all, y'all don't understand. These relationships come with no cancellation fees. You can get the fuck out whenever you want to. So you ain't got to worry. You ain't got to stress. You ain't got to stick around past your boundaries. It's plenty of people in the world. You can cancel, unsubscribe, like log off whenever you want.
All right, so that was a clip from Love Dorsey. And if you don't know who she is, she got famous from Facebook and Instagram. And she basically does like counseling and stuff like that. And she gives her advice on relationships, just like I do. She's a little bit worse than me. I ain't gonna lie. I thought I cursed like a celibate, hunty. Shit. Honey boo boo child got me beat. All right. So that brought me to this episode about you are not the victim, because a lot of us like to play victim, all right? And even me, I'm one of the motherfuckers, okay? So after hearing her clip on YouTube about how she feels as though that women need to take more control over their, have more control over their emotions, and that women like to play victims, and she didn't just, like, you know, specifically just say women, she said everybody, just human beings in general, we love to play victim and make it seem like, oh my God, he's hurting me, he's doing this, I can't believe him, he's da-da-da-da-da, you know, I need the strength to leave, blah-blah-blah, you know, and play victim, where in reality, if someone hurts you, there's the door. Yeah, exactly like she said. If someone hurts you, or you can't take it, or it's unbearable, there's the door. So at any time this shit doesn't work out for you, honey boo boo child, you could wash your hands, do your little dance, and get the fuck skedaddle, okay? At any motherfucking time. So she was basically saying that at this point in life, we are too old to be playing victim. We are too old to be sitting here saying, oh, you know, he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that, instead of taking accountability for our own actions. At this point in life, we are not the victim. We are his accomplice, okay? At this point in life, we are that, all right? When you stay with somebody after they continuously hurt you and do things to you, you know, and you keep taking them back, you keep letting them have access back into your life, you are now his accomplice on committing this motherfucking crime, bitch. The crime of breaking your motherfucking heart. Like, we are helping him. We are helping him. We are helping her commit this fucking crime at this point, because are we really victim if we keep letting the motherfucker back in? I'm just saying. So her video on YouTube, that video on YouTube really hit home for me, because recently, you know, me and my ex, we're still cool, right? And recently he and I was having a conversation. Some things came up and we got to arguing about something. And, you know, he did something that I didn't like. And it's a repeated cycle of something that he does constantly. Okay, and I just flipped out and was like, you know what? I'm fucking done. I'm washing my hands and doing my little dance. Like, I don't even want to be your friend. I don't have nothing to do with you no more. Like, at first it was, all right, I'm done. I'm not going to be in a relationship with you. We can still be cool. Now it's like, you don't even deserve access to me. You get what I'm saying? And the reason why I decided to move like that is because I'm so fucking tired of being victim. Like, I'm so fucking tired of it. Like, I'm so tired of feeling like every time I see him, I see someone that hurt me. Get what I'm saying? I see someone that stole my joy. Every time I look at him, I see somebody that keeps continuously hurting me. And it's like, am I really the victim? Because I keep seeing you. So why do I keep seeing you? Because I keep allowing you to fucking see me, and I see you, you see me. We still looking here looking like two damn fools. You get what I'm saying? So it just had me thinking like, yo, at any moment, I can fucking walk the fuck out. Like, I don't have to be your friend. I don't have to be in a relationship with you. I don't have to do shit with you. I don't have to keep being a victim. You know, I don't have to keep being, oh, he did this and he did that. Like, at this point, because I keep entertaining you, I keep bringing you around, I'm not the victim, I'm the accomplished. Like, dead ass. Like, I'm helping you commit this motherfucking crime. And, you know, that was something that I was personally dealing with. And then I had a listener hit me up, and me and her was having a conversation. And she got to talking about how every time she let her ex back in, you know, he just makes her feel worse. And I told her, I was like, you know, we got to think about why the fuck we keep letting these people back in. Like, why do you keep letting him have access to you? You're letting him hurt you. Like, at this point, he's not playing you. You're playing your motherfucking self, okay? And as I said it to her, I was like, I need to take my own fucking advice. Like, granted, I'm not taking him back in and you know, loving on him like we're in a relationship. I'm not taking him back in and making him my boyfriend. But I'm taking him back in as a fucking, having access to me as a friend. And as a friend, he's still doing the same shit. He's still doing the same shit. So I was like, maybe I need to take my own motherfucking advice. And then I got to thinking deeper, and I was like, if this person keeps constantly hurting me, if this person doesn't take, this person keeps taking me for granted, and I keep allowing him, what am I saying about my motherfucking self? Okay? Like, am I saying that I'm not a big deal because I keep allowing somebody to pussyfoot around with me? Like, am I saying about myself that I'm not a big deal? You get what I'm saying? Or am I saying that I want somebody that don't want me? And I know y'all like, Ms. Brownson, how he don't want you? But when you really think about it, a person's actions show you if they want you. If a person know that something they're doing is hurting you and they keep coming around doing the same thing, they never get the fucking memo. Like, it don't stick in their fucking head, but they know that this is what's hurting you and they keep doing it. The motherfucker, they don't want you. Their actions are showing you that they don't want you. Fuck what the fuck they saying. Their actions are showing you that they don't want you because they keep repeating the same toxic ass cycle. This motherfucker keep fucking committing a crime. Like, he's not learning his lesson. Like, damn, my nigga. Like, I keep letting you go away with a get out of jail free card, but you keep committing the motherfucking crime. And I keep opening the door to letting you back in and letting you commit the fucking crime. So at this point, I'm helping you. I'm helping this nigga. That's some deep shit, right? And then I started thinking like, well, how many times am I going to allow this? You know what I'm saying? And when I get to thinking shit and I start watching shit, like, you know, I'm a YouTube junkie, okay? Everything I watch starts to add up to what the fuck I'm going through. Let me insert another clip so you can understand. Because after I thought about all this, then I watched this video and I was like, right, bitch. You know, you're right, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And it just gave me the courage to be like, fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out. So I'm going to play this clip right here, okay?
My mother used to tell me all the time, never make a man tell you he doesn't want you more than once. He's told you in 90 different ways that he doesn't want you. When he doesn't come home, when he doesn't talk to you, when he doesn't share like he used to, when he, you know, I mean, that's saying, I don't want you. And that doesn't have anything to do with your value as a person, and it doesn't make him a bad guy unless he's losing you for your cash.
I'm not using him.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm not.
Okay, fine. But what I'm telling you, Ms. Jones, is you need to step. You women often, we've invested so much time and money in a guy, we just can't, we can't cut our losses and go. But it never gets better. You can't, you know, never beg anybody to love you. It never works. Never beg anybody to love you. You've got your money, you've got your future. You've got a career. You're going to be a dental assistant. This you do not need.
So I don't know about y'all, but that really hit home for me because actually I watched the whole episode and I will put it in the link below, just like I will put the Love Dorsey video in the link below as well if you guys want to watch it. But I don't know about you, it hit home for me because as you watch the video, like the whole episode, and I would put it in, but it was too fucking long to watch, right? Like, I mean, it's too long for a podcast, put it like that. But when you watch the whole thing, the guy wrote a note to the judge and was telling the judge why he wanted a divorce. He said it as clear as day to the judge. So the judge read it back to the lady and was like, this is what he means. He means he don't want you. Sometimes it's hard for a guy to form, you know, a sentence using his words and everything like that to tell you how the fuck he feel. But he wrote me the letter and I'm reading it to you and this is a gabbala. This means he don't want you, right? And the girl was just like, well, basically, I never heard him say that. And she was like, you never heard him say it. Okay. But his actions show you he don't want you. And I'm just like, this shit is deep. He don't come home. He don't share with you. He's distant. You get what I'm saying? He's treating you fucked up. His actions are showing you he don't want you. And you don't have to sit around and beg a motherfucker to want you. Step, bitch. Step. You know what I'm saying? And that hit home for me because it's like, yo, we get with these guys or we get with these people, whoever the fuck you're dating at this point in life. We get with these people and they constantly give us their ass to kiss. And it's like, okay, he's showing me he don't want me because if he wanted me, he would do the right things. If he wanted me, I wouldn't always be the one getting hurt. Yeah, you say it, but your actions say something else. I don't need you to constantly keep telling me you don't want me. I don't need that. So what I'm going to do is I'm to the left, everything you want in the box, to the left, okay? I'm out. I'm skedaddling. That's how I'm going to do this, all right? So that really hit home for me because, like I said, every time I come around my ex, I just feel like I'm the fuck the victim. I'm the one that keeps constantly getting hurt. And I'm just like, my nigga, damn, I'm still getting hurt and we in a friendship now. Like, what the fuck? Like, you just, it just, I don't get it. Make it make sense, nigga. Make it make sense. I don't know. But yeah, so I wanted to share that with you guys because it's a lot of y'all that are in these relationships and you're getting treated fucked up or you're just not happy. The person keep giving you his ass to kiss constantly, okay? He's rocking out with his cock out 24/7 and he's just like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know I fucked up. I'm being a better person. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's just like, my nigga, how many times you gonna tell me sorry? And y'all keep staying because y'all like, well, he said he was sorry. He gonna fix it. When you get to your breaking point, you're gonna be like, sorry ain't cutting it. Okay? When you get to your breaking point, you're like, I'm sick of hearing your sorries. Like, what the fuck? Like, you keep saying you sorry. You keep telling me you're gonna change. You keep saying you're gonna do better. Blahzy, blahzy. You keep telling me you love me, but your actions are showing me something else. Your actions are showing me something else. Okay? And the words of Janet Jackson, honey.
Save your sorry. One thing I don't need are any more apologies. I got sorry greeting at the front door. You can keep yours. I don't know what to do with them. I gotta throw some away. I can't even get to the clothes in my closet for all the sorries. You know what? I'm gonna put a sign. A sign on the door. Better yet, I'm gonna leave a voicemail. A message on my voicemail. If you call to say you're sorry, then call somebody else. Because I don't use them anymore. I let I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And how could I know about that? Take a walk down a dark and musty street in Brooklyn, Carl. Well, I'm gonna do exactly what I want. And I'm not going to be sorry for none of it. Let sorry soothe your soul. I'll soothe mine. You know, you were always being inconsistent. Doing things and then saying you're sorry about it. Beating my heart to death talking about you're sorry.
I don't know about y'all, but I felt that scene, okay? And that's how I feel. I hit my motherfucking breaking point, bitch. Keep your SARS. Pack that shit up, shove it up your ass, or send it to your ex. Tell that bitch you SARS, okay? I'm done. I wash my hands of my little dance. I can't take it no more, all right? I just can't. So, I guess the message of this, but the moral of this story is, Stop playing the victim because you're not a victim. Because you're participating in this bullshit, okay? Dismiss his ass, all right? Dismiss his ass. Period. So, as always, ladies, I look forward to hearing you guys next time. Do me a favor, okay? And Cash App a bitch, all right? My Cash App is the money sign, Brownstone 96. I'm trying to get a new mic, all right? Help a sister out, okay? All right, as always, keep it classy.
We all have, I'm sorry, stories, don't we? Get this, just last week, my ex-old man comes in saying, baby, I don't know how she got your number, I'm sorry.
No, this is it.
I do you like I do you because I thought you would take it. No, I'm sorry.